Today is the 6-year anniversary of this case. This is the story of Abigail Williams and Liberty German. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
My name is Avery.
And my name is Dylan.
And welcome to True Time.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome back, old listeners. Welcome, new listeners. We're excited to have you all here.
We are.
We hope you're having a great start to your week. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to us.
Not even take out the time, just on your commute and you're bored.
Yeah. I think podcasts are the best for drives. I think that's
for sure.
When I listen to them the most.
Yeah. When I do boring chores like the dishes or when I'm driving to work.
Mm-hmm. Let us know when you listen to True Time. Do you listen on your way to work or do you have like some special time you take out of your day to sit and listen?
On the toilet.
Oh.
In the shower.
Good, good.
Yeah.
One day we hope to actually get a video aspect going. It'll be a couple months, but...
Yeah, I think that would tie into like our life update.
Yes.
If you want to talk on that.
Okay, well, we have some semi-exciting news. It's not fully because we don't actually know yet, but we find out this week where we will be moving.
Yeah, if you don't know, we currently live in Germany. And we're going to be moving soon, like this summer.
Yes.
Back to the States.
Within the next couple months.
United States of America, those states.
Coming back to the U.S.
Hello, America.
So we're super excited. We have an idea, but we, you know, never know for sure. So
It's pretty much between two places, mm-hmm. is what it seems like. So
you'll have to tune in next week to find out where we're going.
A hint.
A hint?
You want to give them a hint?
You give them the hint.
Either way, the state touches water.
Oh, that is not a good hint.
They're both on different waters.
Waters?
Coasts.
One isn't even on a coast. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, if any of you can guess that, you'll get a prize. I don't know what it'll be, but if you can message me and tell me what it is and you aren't someone that knows, aka our family, I will come up with a prize for you because that was a really bad hint.
I didn't want them to guess it.
Yeah. Okay.
Just tease.
Mm-hmm. Keeps it interesting, I guess.
It does. We have to keep them engaged somehow.
Keep them. You're talking to them.
Oh, yeah. I have to keep you guys engaged.
Sometimes we forget we're just sitting in our basement talking to each other.
Yeah.
Keeps it interesting. All right. Well, time to get serious because this case is very serious, very heartbreaking, and very deep.
Well, let's get into it.
Okay. So just a quick disclaimer before we get into this case, I do just want to let everyone know that this story does involve minors. So our case this week began on February 13th, 2017 in Delphi, Indiana. So if you're listening, today is February 13th, 2023. So that is why this marks the 6-year anniversary. Abigail Williams, known as Abby, was 13 years old, and Liberty German, who went by Libby, was 14. The two girls were best friends and had been since they joined their school's volleyball team in 7th grade at Delphi Community Middle School, according to Medium.com. They spent pretty much all of their time together in school and out of school. Libby's grandmother and her guardian said, quote, "She made an impression on people with her kindness," end quote. And Abby's mother said she was, quote, "independent, artistic, and musical," end quote, according to abcnews.go.com. On February 12th, the two girls decided to have a sleepover since they had a day off of school the next day. On February 13th, The girls decided it would be fun to use their day off to go on a hike together since the weather was surprisingly warm for that time of year in Indiana. They decided to hike across High Bridge, which is a historical trail that consists of old abandoned wooden train tracks. So, at around 1:30 in the afternoon, Libby's older sister Kelsey dropped the two girls off at the beginning of the trail on County Road 300 North. They had made arrangements that Libby's dad would pick them up in about an hour and a half on the other end of the trail. While on their hike at around 2:07 p.m., Libby took a picture of Abby walking by herself over the bridge and posted it to her Snapchat story, according to Medium.com. And just for kind of a visual, this bridge, this railroad track bridge, is high. It is like way up above water. It's very old wooden tracks.
So just sketchy old bridge.
Yeah, it's like a historical site. I guess it is somewhat popular for the area, but it definitely looks deserted in my opinion.
It's not used?
It's used for hiking, but it does not look safe to me. However, heartbreakingly, that would be the last time anyone would hear from the girls. When Libby's dad was close to the pickup spot, he tried to call her, but there was no answer, according to Medium.com. By 3:15, Libby's dad became worried that the girls had not met him at the end of the trail. So he notified their families, and they all began to search for the girls themselves. As time went on without finding a single trace of Abby or Libby, they contacted the police to report them missing at around 5:30. Immediately, the police and the community started a search, but there were no signs of any foul play, so they believed that the girls may have gotten lost or injured. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. It's officially a new year, which can be exciting to think of all the possibilities and opportunities that lie ahead of us in 2023, but personally, it can also be extremely overwhelming. New beginnings can come with a lot of unknowns and uncertainties, and dealing with these stressors can cause us to struggle with sleeping, making life decisions, and finding what truly makes us happy. A few months ago, I personally had to make some really difficult decisions to prioritize my mental health. But by doing that, I was able to overcome the challenges I faced and ultimately learned how important it is to check in with myself and how I'm feeling. Fresh starts can be hard or even scary, but an amazing solution to work through anything you may be facing is to start talking to a therapist. Now is the perfect time to put your mental health first and check out BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service with over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists. And is 100% online, which is amazing because this truly makes it accessible to everyone. To get started, you simply just answer a couple of questions about what your specific needs are and what you are looking for in a therapist. This information allows BetterHelp to match you to a therapist who is experienced in helping to meet your needs and trained to listen. Then you can get in contact with your therapist in a way that is convenient and comfortable for you. You can text or chat at any time, as well as schedule phone or video calls. If at any time you decide you'd like a new therapist, BetterHelp can help you to make a switch at no additional charge.
BetterHelp is an amazing resource that offers professionalism and quality you would expect from in-office therapy, all from the comfort of your own space. It can be difficult to search and find the help you are looking for in your area, but BetterHelp ultimately allows you to connect with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, with more scheduling flexibility at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/truetime. That's betterhelp.com/truetime. Check out our link in the description to take charge of your mental health today. Thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. But all of that changed the next day on Valentine's Day, February 14th, when the bodies of Abby and Libby were found half a mile away from the Manon High Bridge on the north bank of Deer Creek.
That's so sad.
It's heartbreaking. The autopsies have been sealed since, so the cause of death remains unknown to the public today. Supposedly, at their memorial service, the girls were both wearing scarves, and this has led to a lot of speculation that something happened to their throats, but nothing has been officially confirmed.
To this day?
To this day.
Interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I've never really researched a case that didn't give that information.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. This was absolutely devastating, and the police immediately began their search because this meant that a killer was out walking free. Just a day after, a grainy photograph of a man walking across the Menon High Bridge with his head down, wearing jeans and a dark blue jacket, was released to the public by the police. At the time, this wasn't known, but a few days later, the police confirmed that this image was actually a screenshot of a video that showed the man walking, and that was found on Libby's phone. This became a major piece of evidence because this meant that the girls felt some type of way about this man that Libby took out her phone and decided to record him. There was also an audio clip released to the public where you can hear a man say, quote, "Guys, down the hill," end quote. This was only a portion of the audio the police had, but they did this in hopes that someone would possibly recognize the male's voice in it. It was assumed that the remaining portion of the video and audio clips that were kept sealed most likely contained information as to how the girls may have been murdered, and the police wanted to prevent false claims and be able to filter through tips. By June of 2017, the police had received over 18,000 tips, according to wishtv.com.
That is so many.
Yeah, the community really came together.
How do you even go through that many?
It's insane to me. As the investigation continued, the police interviewed multiple eyewitnesses who had been on or near the trail on February 13th. By July, a composite sketch of the prime suspect who was on the trail was released to the public. However, to the public's knowledge, there had been no new developments until an updated composite sketch was released in April of 2019, and this one looked pretty different from the original. I just wanted to let you all know I will have these pictures along with others from this case on our Instagram and Facebook page, so if you want to see them, just search True Time Podcast. So, the police informed the public that they believed their suspect was extremely familiar with Delphi, whether that meant they lived or worked around there. Most likely because the trails were more of a community thing, popular within that area, so someone had to know how to use them. These trails were through woods.
Usually, unless you'd be really lucky, you wouldn't find just a random trail and know how to follow it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess there were multiple different kind of entrances and exits to this trail, so you would have to be well-versed in the area.
Okay.
But this meant that within their small community of around 3,000 people, the killer could be amongst them.
That's so scary.
Yeah, that's such a small community.
Especially because it was young girls.
Yes, they were in eighth grade.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Libby's mother requested that homes across Indiana would put up orange lights to remember the girls and to bring awareness that the person responsible was still free. Over the years, the police had brought in a few suspects, a notable one in December of 2021 being 27-year-old Keegan Klein, who had actually been arrested a year prior for a separate case for alleged exploitation of children and soliciting minors for sex, according to NBCnews.com. Klein had admitted to creating an Instagram and Snapchat account called Anthony Shots, which used photos of a male model that he would use to essentially catfish and speak to underage girls to attempt to get photos and make plans to meet up with them.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely disgusting.
Such gross people.
Yeah. He was actually interviewed by the FBI and Indiana police on February 25th of 2017, just days after the murders, according to NBCnews.com. Supposedly, the police had discovered that with that Anthony Schott's Instagram account, he had actually been messaging with Liberty Williams and supposedly made plans to meet up with her on the day she and Abby went missing, according to Medium.com.
Interesting, but they couldn't tie it to him?
Mm-mm. However, despite obtaining a warrant to search Klein's home in Peru, Indiana, they did not find any evidence specifically linking him to their murders.
There's no way.
Just charged for his other disgusting acts. Yeah. So time continued to pass, but finally, just over 5.5 years later, an arrest was made on October 31st, 2022.
So recently.
Very recently. Richard Allen, who is a 50-year-old married father, was charged with 2 counts of murder.
No way.
However, just after the announcement of his arrest, the probable cause affidavit was sealed. Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter said, quote, "This investigation is far from complete, and we will not jeopardize its integrity by discussing documents or information before the appropriate time," end quote.
So that's still true to this day?
So that was true for the time, but
There's more.
It has been unsealed since, and okay. I'll get into that in just a second.
Okay.
But it was, like, this case was super, like, lock and key for so long.
Sorry to jump the gun.
No, it's okay. Our cat Kaiser will definitely be jealous of all your dogs if you treat them to a special BarkBox every month. As affiliates of BarkBox, we have a special link in the description of this episode that you can click on to purchase a classic BarkBox for your favorite podcast listening pup. Every purchase of the classic BarkBox using our link greatly supports True Time, so thank you. Every time you go to the pet store, you end up wandering through the aisles looking at the same generic toys and treats that are always there. But with BarkBox, which is a unique themed monthly subscription service for your dog, you can really elevate your playtime and treat time.
Every month, BarkBox creates a brand new theme, along with some really cool featured themes for toys and treats inside. Your first month, you get to pick out of the available themes. And every box after that BarkBox will surprise you and your dog, so it really feels like the gift that keeps on giving. Each BarkBox comes with 2 toys, 2 bags of treats, and 1 chew. They offer a monthly, a 6-month, and a yearly subscription plan so you can pick the option that works best for you and your dog.
They also have awesome incentives when you first sign up. For example, your first box will be doubled for free. That means you'll be getting 4 toys, 4 treats, and 2 chews. BarkBox works with meat preferences, diet and allergy restrictions, and even offers a surprise for your dog's birth month or adoption month. So what are you waiting for? Use the link in the description to order your first BarkBox today. Your dogs will be so excited for playtime. He also encouraged everyone with information to continue sending tips to the tip line, which at that point had received over 70,000 tips.
Gosh.
According to abcnews.go.com.
Did the tip line help them find this guy, or was it something else?
Yeah, I think some tips had. They really haven't released much information as to what they have discovered that helped them lead to this arrest. Like, everything has just been so hush-hush. And I think for a good reason. I mean, it's a smart way to protect the integrity of this case, to find the truth, and to weed out crazy people who come in making false claims because they read about it.
Yeah, makes sense.
The families of Abby and Libby, along with the community of Delphi, were devastated to learn that the arrested suspect had been living amongst them, acting like nothing had happened for years.
How do you do that?
You have to be so, I don't even know, sick. I don't know how to describe it.
I couldn't even lie to my mom and say that I was sick and stay home from school without, like, wanting to throw up.
Yeah.
How do you do something like that?
Well, it gets worse. Richard Allen worked at the local CVS, which was the only pharmacy in town, so he had a lot of daily interactions with everyone living in Delphi.
Gosh.
Libby's grandmother actually recognized him because after having photos printed of Libby and Abby, he didn't charge her for them, according to nypost.com.
I don't even know what to say about that.
That's so, just so heartbreaking. He was also a regular with his wife at a local bar, and there is even a photo of him there, and in the background, there's a posted composite sketch looking for the murderer.
Oh my gosh.
I'll have that on our post as well. Shortly after the arrest, he pleaded not guilty.
Of course.
Yeah. Just about a month after his arrest in November, a judge issued a court order to unseal the probable cause affidavit, according to abcnews.gov.com. So the affidavit shared that Allen had actually been interviewed by the police just days after the murders as well, because he was identified as being someone who hiked the Menon High Bridge on February 13th. He told the police he had been on the bridge for around 2 hours to, quote, watch fish, and said he was wearing jeans and a dark colored jacket, according to edition.cnn.com, which is the exact match and description of the guy in this photo. The jacket was also identified in the affidavit because an eyewitness stated they saw a man leaving the trail that day muddy and bloody, as though he had been in some sort of fight. His own wife even confirmed that he owns a blue Carhartt jacket like the one the suspect in the released image was wearing.
So how was he not, like, taken in earlier?
I don't know. And again, that information just isn't available yet.
That's really weird.
According to edition.cnn.com, another witness from that day had also reported seeing a car that, quote, appeared as though it was backed in as to conceal the license plate, end quote, at an old Child Protective Services building near the trail. Police believe that the description of the car matched one that Allen owned in 2017.
Of course.
The affidavit also disclosed that in another portion of the video, one of the girls can be heard saying the word gun. A major piece of evidence was that a .40 caliber unspent round was found 2 feet away from one of their bodies and in between the girls. On October 13th, the police obtained a warrant to search Allen's home, and the affidavit stated that, quote, among other items, officers located jackets, boots, knives, and firearms, including a Sig Sauer Model P226 .40 caliber pistol with serial number U625627, end quote. After a lab analysis was completed by the Indiana State Police, it was confirmed that the found unspent round had been cycled through Allen's Sig Sauer Model P226 .40 caliber pistol, according to abcnews.go.com. Despite this knowledge, Allen still told the police he had nothing to do with the death of the two girls, but that he never loaned out his weapons to anyone. So, basically no explanation for how that bullet came from his gun. Lastly, the affidavit disclosed that Abby and Libby's clothes were found in Deer Creek, which just means that the bodies were definitely not found in a good condition. Mm-hmm. I mean, they wouldn't be in good condition, but just heartbreaking, just disgusting. Shortly after the release of this information on December 2nd, a judge issued a gag order on the case. The order was issued, quote, to attorneys, law enforcement officials, court personnel, the coroner, and the girls' family members. It bars them from commenting on this case to the public and to the media, directly or indirectly, by themselves or through any intermediary in any form, including any social media platforms, end quote, according to FoxNews.com. The latest news on this case came on January 13th when it was confirmed that the trial would take place in Carroll County, where Delphi is located, with a jury brought in from a different county. Allen will return to court this week on February 17th for a bond hearing and to set a trial date. The trial was planned to begin in March, but it will most likely get pushed back, according to abcnews.go.com. So this is a high-profile case for everyone to look out for. And I truly hope that the families will finally see justice. But Abby and Libby's legacy will continue to live on. Both of their families formed the nonprofit L&A Park Foundation to begin building the Abby and Libby Memorial Park in honor of the girls and for the community. The park's mission is to, quote, celebrate and commemorate the lives of Libby German and Abby Williams by creating a place for the appreciation of nature, art, play, and athleticism for generations to come, end quote. The L&A Park Foundation was also awarded the NBA All-Star 2021 Legacy Grant to help build the sports duplex and park. I have attached a link to their page down below for anyone interested in learning more about the park or how you can help support. Two beautiful lives were taken 6 years ago today, but their memory and legacy will live on through their families, the community of Delphi, and across the nation. I truly hope the families see justice and gain some form of closure in the upcoming months.
That's such a sad story.
I just can't believe how much time passed
before he was found out.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it wasn't unsolved.
Yeah. I think that's...
And it sounds like they found the guy.
I hope so. I hope that all of the evidence is given and it's clear and not a cloudy trial.
Yeah.
But you never know. They made sure to make it a point that he is innocent until proven guilty. But it'll be interesting, especially since there is a lot of unknown information within this case. I feel like I said earlier, I feel like that's really unique and just shows the seriousness of what all the law enforcement officials, the FBI, have gone through. I read that even people involved on this case, like, didn't retire just to keep working on it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
People were really passionate about bringing justice to these girls and for their families.
I mean, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Because we've had a lot of stories where, I mean, justice is just not taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just something, you know, to bring awareness to now. So that way, when we, in the next couple months, hopefully can cover the trial and kind of see where it goes from here. Because, you know, it does, it's very weird to feel like you're in the dark on a case, but I hope that the information, the evidence is there, and yeah, there will be some type of closure for the families into this case.
Yeah.
But yeah, feel free to check out all of my case sources down below. There is a ton for this one. Took me a while to sort through everything, find the best information. This is a deep case, and even though it feels like there's not a lot of available facts, the story is in depth, and just feel free to check those out.
Yeah, so that's always in the description and then on the social media. But do we want to do the question of the day?
Yeah, definitely.
Alrighty. Do you want to ask it?
Yeah, so with tomorrow being Valentine's Day, the question of the day is, what are your Valentine's Day plans?
Gifts, ideas.
All things Valentine's.
Future ideas if you don't have a Valentine.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you can have a Galentine's. You can treat yourself.
True.
Why not? So, Dylan, what were your Valentine's Day plans?
Our Valentine's Day technically already passed because we celebrated on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we did a little indoor picnic. Avery got a bunch of goodies, like a sort of like a charcuterie board sort of thing.
Yeah.
We got some fruits, some meats, some more fruits and meats.
Yeah. And cheese, crackers. Yeah,
all that stuff. We got... It was like a cheat day. We don't eat like bad food.
We try not to.
Yeah. So we got like some chips.
And a lot of chocolate.
Yeah. Lots of chocolate, which I really regret.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be able to eat much chocolate like that again for a while.
Yeah. I really don't want to. It does not make me feel well.
But Valentine's Day means you have to have chocolate. So we really went all out.
Yeah. And so we just... sat on the living room floor, a little picnic style, watched some rom-coms, and then, yeah, we're just chilling.
And then we made dinner.
Oh, yeah, we did a fancy dinner.
We got shrimp, and we basically made like a shrimp Alfredo pasta and salmon, and just made like a little simple sauce and air fried it.
Yeah.
Had a salad. That was like the healthiest thing we ate.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we ate that picnic style too, watched more movies.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a super chill day. We haven't had a chill day in a long time.
Yeah, we didn't do anything We did go to the gym, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, in the morning, we just went to the gym first, and then we came home and just chilled.
Yeah. But let us know what your Valentine's Day plans are, if you're doing anything fun or just hanging out by yourself.
Yeah, nothing wrong with any of those options.
Treat yourself. Take any excuse. Well, Kai has jumped up here, so he might have something to say. Kai's doing really good. I feel like, obviously, we haven't talked about him in a little while.
Yeah, he's gotten big.
He is our cat, again, in case you're new here.
Yeah, kitten.
He turned one on January 27th, and we did throw him a birthday party.
Avery threw him a birthday party.
Okay, well, whatever. It was fun, and everyone had a great time. My family came over, so that was really fun.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
Yeah, just a little bonus life update, because he loves to hang around while we film the podcast. So again, I know I've made this disclaimer before, but if you ever hear anything in the background, it's him.
Definitely him.
But I also just wanted to give a quick shout out to my birdie giveaway. I will be setting that up soon. I just had to get a couple things together. So it is almost ready to go. So be on the lookout.
You just got yours in.
Yes. And I also just got my birdie in. I talked about it last week.
And it's no joke.
That thing is loud.
So loud.
And the light is bright.
It actually blinded me for a second.
I watched Dylan pull the pin out. Like, you pull the top out for the siren to go off. And then I watched him do it, and it still scared me.
Yeah, it really is loud.
But it's super nice quality. It came with this really nice big gold key ring. So all of my keys are on it now. I love that thing. I feel really safe with it. So definitely 10 out of 10 recommend. And if you're interested in trying to win one, be on the lookout for my TikTok and my Instagram. That post will be coming out hopefully this week.
And her personals are at Avery E. Hamill. That's probably where the giveaway will happen.
Yeah.
And then also at True Time Podcast, it'll be advertised on there as well.
Yes. So hopefully you won't miss it. So that way you can try to win one of these awesome birdies. But if you do just want to go ahead and pick out one for yourself, you don't want to wait, I will have all of my links in our description box. And any purchase you make really supports True Time. Any of the time you spend looking at our links or purchasing from our links, it makes us able to do this. And I really appreciate it. Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast. Happy Valentine's Day. And we will be back next Monday with another new case.
Alrighty. Well, goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.